Welcome to Mind Walk, produced at Upstart Radio for the radio, the internet, community, and micropower stations worldwide.
Further rocket attacks were reported against Nahariya and a military.
استأصل جذورا وهدموا بيوتنا وجرموا وجودنا وزيفوا أصولنا فرقوا أحبابنا
وذبحوا
واسترخصوا دماءنا وشيطموا ثوارنا فرقوا أحبابنا وذبحوا أطفالنا واسترخصوا دماءنا وشيطنوا ثوارنا اسرقوا علومنا وجهلوا شعوبنا وعذبوا نفوسنا واستنكروا حقوقنا تعمروا بلادنا وعينوا حكامنا وانهبوا خيراتنا واحرقوا أجدادنا فمن تكون دوننا فمن تكون دوننا فمن تكون دوننا فمن تكون
reporting on the attacks on Britain, which is effectively severing South Lebanon from the rest of the country. 1 million people now internally displaced. This is the real story. It's not about us coming under attack as journalists. What we're seeing now and what we were reporting on is this plan for Israel to ethnically cleanse the south of Lebanon.
وهدموا بيوتنا وجرموا وجودنا وزيفوا أصولنا فرقوا أحبابنا وذبحوا أطفالنا واسترخصوا دماءنا وشيطنوا ثوارنا اسرقوا علومنا وجهلوا شعوبنا وعذبوا نفوسنا واستنكروا حقوقنا استعمروا بلادنا وعينوا حكامنا وانهبوا خيراتنا واحرقوا أشجارنا فشلوا ديارنا وكذبوا أقوالنا وشاهدوا أوجاعنا واستصغروا عذابنا تجاهلوا دموعنا أغمضوا عيوننا وشوهوا وجوهنا وانكروا شعورنا
attacking journalists is a war crime, attacking civilian infrastructure is a war crime, but if they think that they're going to silence us, if they think that we're going to stay out of the field, they're very, very much mistaken.
At this point in human history, I don't care what box they put us in, white, black, Latino, Asian, Arab, indigenous, rich, poor, citizen, immigrant, straight, gay, I don't care. People can spend all day arguing over labels while ordinary people, in different ways and at different intensities, are getting fucked over by forces bigger than any one group. Everybody's getting fucked over by the same monster and the same system, just in different ways. But we're all getting fucked over, some worse than others. Yes, history matters, inequality is real, some wounds run deeper. But at this point, they don't give a fuck about any of us. They don't even give a fuck about the animals, and we are a part of the animal kingdom. Division is often profitable, and people who benefit from division know that if we stay busy treating each other as the main enemy, we never confront what is harming all of us. So low-key, I know we all got our differences and traumas and histories and problems, but if we as humans can collectively come together and look at each other and put our fucking ego and differences to the side for 1 second and say, yo, we might be different from each other, we might have not gotten along in the past, but right now We are both getting fucked over by the same monster. Why don't we come together, take this shit down collectively, and figure out the unacknowledged trauma, wounds, and problems we gotta deal with afterwards? Somewhere along the line, we were trained to look sideways at each other more than upward at broken systems, to blame the person next to us before questioning the machinery grinding us both down. And I'm saying, maybe we need to interrupt that. Maybe we need to look at each other and say, we have different histories, different traumas, different scars, different pain, different experiences, different upbringings, different fears, different backgrounds, but right now, there are things harming all of us. Why do we keep acting like solidarity is impossible? Why do we keep acting like our differences make collective dignity unreachable? And I'm not talking about pretending history didn't happen. I'm not saying that. I'm not talking about erasing injustice. I'm talking about refusing to let pain be weaponized into permanent fragmentation. Because ego has made people confuse pride with wisdom, and wounded identity has made people confuse suspicion with strength. There's real strength in saying we don't have to agree on everything to protect each other from what degrades human life. A lot of us have unacknowledged trauma that makes unity feel unsafe, because hurt teaches people to brace, to distrust, to anticipate betrayal. I understand that. But healing was never going to come through endless mutual suspicion. It comes when people build enough courage to cooperate despite their wounds. That's harder than outrage. That's rarer than rhetoric. That shit is real. And yes, there are problems among us that need reckoning. Deep ones, historical ones, personal ones. Those don't disappear. But maybe we stop treating internal fractures as a reason to never stand together on anything. Maybe we can hold two truths at once. We still have unfinished business with each other, and we still have common cause. Both can be true. Ordinary people have more shared interests than they've been taught. I'm not saying we're all the same, but most people want safety, food, love, connection, community, dignity, meaning, purpose, clean water, a roof over their head, a future for their children, some peace in their nervous system, some beauty in their life. That's human. And when you remember that, strangers stop looking like abstractions. They start looking like relatives you haven't met yet. And that changes something.
Upstart Radio.
Yeah. Dear Donald, I never wrote you up and calling. Yeah, yeah, I voted for you last time. Cause I thought that you were honest. Yeah. No, not honest, but maybe less a liar than your bullshit critics. It honestly pains me to have to put your bitch ass on the bitch list. Hello, president of peace, who said he just wanted to see all of the dying. Stop the spying, stop and drain the swamp igly. You said the deep state would be shaking. We didn't know that that would mean shaking your hand for all you've done and spanking BB's enemies. But done, it seems like things are different than you swore that they would be. It's been a decade since you ran on We Should Lock a Pillory. And now she's implicated with billing your pedo friend Epstein. And now suddenly you're silent when she skips a court hearing. Man, just be honest, are you bitches all on the same fucking team? Because it's a matter of fact, you are hired for exactly that, to lock up criminals running the country, yeah, yeah. We had your back the whole damn time. You were at least pretending that you were a victim of all the fake media. Dinosaur hypocrites, feminists raging, the leftist hysteria. Russia gate piss tape, stolen elections, endemics, and Stormy Daniels' very expensive tits. Yes, they were wrong. Yes, you were right in the lie that you said we believed at the time. But now that you got all the power to tower above all the leeches, you cower to please your donors and demons and marks of the beast. Cause you think they can save you, but now you're on your knees. Donald, you were supposed to be different. We love you up until you prove you were the same. But with a martyrdom complex, no dissent, the dissidents are getting pissed and you're to blame. Yeah, Donald, we pumped our stupid ass fists and we said fight, fight, fight to another Democrat. Bitch, I guess that hope is addictive. Hope is addictive. Yeah. I don't mean to be too mean, but I got a lot of fit into this. And I wish you wouldn't have brought this on yourself. But the hell, I gotta believe you when you say you don't need my vote. I voted for peace, I voted for reach and results. I'm over in the Middle East. I voted for Russia and Ukraine on day one. I voted for justice for every and each victim of COVID and Epstein and Joe Biden's threatening Civil War II or World War III. But it seems all we got was another old white scene. Now, dude, cause in the same damn rings. Betray your base for power and fame, or you might get JFK. Don't lose your head, would be a shame to see the beautiful ballroom splatter painted. Yeah, we know the stakes are high with some big boy choices to make. Honestly, man, thanks for us. For real, we're proud of you, that's great. But since then, you've been crashing out and cashing in. It's tough to take. You at all serious now. I suppose for me, it all comes down to your friend Epstein.
Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein?
Like, how am I supposed to pretend Elon didn't already call your bitch ass out on this? Like, fuck yes, we're still talking about your fucking pedo pizza ring. Every fucking politician in our fucking country seem to be all implicated in. Like, we're just all supposed to think it's normal for
Obama was a traitor and then nothing happened to him. You say you'll make our country great someday, you'll lock up all the sinners. You had more wars in this year than all your failed marriages. But bro, don't worry about the evangelicals that's so buying in, cause dispensationalism already convinced them that Jesus Christ is a Republican and Trump is a Christian.
Pull the plug on us.
How are we to act like it ain't obvious? Why suddenly it seems you're best friends with Lindsey Graham, Jeb Bush, Mike Pence, and Hillary. And all your haters down, you feeling okay. And also your base doesn't seem to like when you flip on them, then flip them off and send their sons to die for foreign aid. I gotta hand it to you, man, you played the perfect passy puppet to convince me after everything there might be someone coming. But you're just another bitch, boy, bastard, Zayamard, a complex retard, a complex Zionistic neocon with tiny hands and even smaller fists. Presidents are planning for a Iran and Greenland next. It's all for Phoebe's benefit while Americans wait patiently for America to be great again. It's nice of you to finally put someone over yourself. We wish it could be we the people, but it's clearly Israel. I hope you get a medic before you let it get so pathetic that you just hand it to the Dems. But fuck it, if you can't find a way to not just bend over and take it down, I honestly don't give a fuck who wins when you're the fucking same. Afraid you'll be impeached at the top, bitch. You finally deserve it. I wish it wasn't so, but I haven't even mentioned how you turn on Thomas Massey, Rand Paul, and then Marjorie Taylor Greene. It seems that anyone who still agrees with the message of your own campaign are now the army inside the suit.
I want everybody to stop dying.
Even you should hate you now. Do what you're told and burn the whole world down. You. Even you should hate you now. Do what you're told and burn the whole world down.
You back in 2016 would be your enemy. You back in 2023 would be your enemy too. Do that and we voted for, we hate your fucking guts. So pardon me for carving this golden calf up. I'll never bow to New York Democrat on Epstein's account. With the words of an infant and a tantrum to child who grooves like an idiot and murders all the innocent. So what's a motherfucker even do with the truth?
Now, guess I'll let it out till the outlaws at two. Any minute now, now, now. Hope you know I'll never vote for this again.
Upstart Radio.
The whole world's a sweatshop, a fascist regime with billions of parts working as a massive machine. The goal, keep the masses passive with dreams of cash, limousines, and other fabulous things. But we gotta wake up and notice it's a load of shit. It's all about ownership of your soul and who's controlling it. Not about the gold you get, not about the clothes you're in. It's not about oil, but we're killing each other over it. Like a Doberman chomping on a cat. It's a new world order and they're bombing on Iraq. And it's so fucking heartless, the whole country's starved. And yet, they've been targeted as a threat regardless. This all started in days prior to ours. They arrived from the stars and survived in the dark. Now it's time for the hearts of men to march against it and realize that the cycle starts and ends with us. We're the ones that paid for the bombs. We built the planes that they're on. It's insane all of the ways they conned us, but we could change it today. It's just all on us. We're the ones that paid for the bombs. We built the planes that they're on. It's insane all the ways we've been conned into killing millions of innocent people, but it's all on us.
Could never just be us or just be them. Sometimes I think it just depends. It's just pretend. You can never trust the trends. Don't rub your eyes. I'd rather you adjust the lens. Look up to them. Tell me who the fuck are they? When did they ever give a damn about what you say? For what you stand? That's why you gotta trust me, man. Trust the Bush? That's like saying trust the damn. But for real, I mean, you gotta love the fam. Ask his dad, the ex-pres, how many drugs he ran. So trust us. The shit's about to flood the land. Cause government hands can no longer plug the dam. So fuck the news. Fuck the critics. Fuck their views. And if you sit and let it happen, then fuck you too. It's up to you. I can't tell you what to do, but touch the truth and don't just judge
ones that paid for the bombs. Us. Rebuilt the planes that they're on. Us. It's insane all of the ways they conned us. But we could change it today, it's just all on us. We're the ones that paid for the bombs. Us. Rebuilt the planes that they're on. Us. It's insane all the ways we've been conned into killing millions of innocent people. But it's all on us. But it's all on us. Today it's just all on us. We're the ones that paid for the bombs. Us. We built the planes that they're on. Us. It's insane all the ways we've been conned into killing millions of innocent people, but it's all on us.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
Et là on veut bien nous mener la... announcements with guitar.
Minutes, 7,990 lots, $760 million. Someone knew something. Who's on the phone, Dunny? Who's on the phone?
20 minutes before the tweet, the shorts were played. 7.99 lots, that's the winning pay. 7 million betting on the down. Someone had the news before it hit the town.
Troll, insider trading? Nah, just a lucky guess.
Brent crude was falling 11% down. Portfolios pumping in the golden crown. Who called the play? Who made the call? Same pattern every time. The writing's on the wall. 20 minutes before the tweet, the shorts were placed. 7.99, that's the winning taste. Payback. Florida says give the money back. Soldiers starving in the sand, that's the real attack. March 23, 500 million short. 50 minutes later, Trump changed the sport. April 7, 950 more. Another short position. Walking through the door.
Coincidence, three times. Come on, man.
Now Flores candidate screaming on the floor.
Give our money back every single law. 385 million sent across the sea. War criminal, baby, that's not chivalry.
20 minutes before the tweet, the shorts were placed. $7.99, that's the winning taste. Payback, Florida says, give the money back. Soldiers starving in the sand, that's the real attack. Independent, drop the truth. Troops are going hungry. Food packages from families stuck and blowing fungry. Mail stopped to the zone, boxes in the line. Soldiers asking Congress, why are we in this crime?
They sent care packages, but the packages never arrived.
Morale hitting bottom in the desert heat. Eating rations weekly, admitting defeat. While the shorts are making millions on the crude eat. Tell me who's the enemy, tell me who's the root. Same account, same timing, every single time. Trump tweets the news, the shorts commit the crime. Crypto over-recorded patterns plain to see. Third time's the charm, who's paying the fee?
Someone's getting a Christmas card from Mar-a-Lago.
7-6 million reasons to question the game. When the man who starts the war gets the winning frame. Florida wants payback, baby, give the cooing. But the shorts already cashed up, nothing left to join.
20 minutes, train time. Same pattern, same pattern. 7.99.
760 million. 20 minutes before the tweet, the shorts were placed. 7.99, that's the winning taste. Payback, Florida says, give the money back. Soldiers starving in the sand, that's the real attack.
That's all it takes.
760 million reasons to investigate. But the Senate won't ask. The suit won't look. Because the man who signed the check wrote the book.
Someone knew something! Someone always knows!
So you need to get rid of the 500 filthy books that you have. I'm going to read one. If there's children in the audience, they need to leave.
Ma'am, point of order, this is a public hearing.
I understand that.
You will not be allowed to read things that are not appropriate in public.
Oh, not appropriate? Then why are they in your schools?
Ma'am, this book missing your time.
Is in DeBakey, Fur, and Heights High School. His cock was enormous.
Absolutely not, ma'am. You are now out of order. This is your first warning. One more word and you will be removed.
She wrapped her hand around his cock.
Absolutely not. This is your second warning. Thank you, miss.
The small slip.
Officer, please.
If you don't like it, remove it.
The world may be broken, we will not be broken. Eye up in the sky, hell breaks in the night. For the money, five running with the cast on highway. Drop by train wreck, suicide, lost all hope. Entertainment, far too lost, lost in their brain.
The world may be broke, but we will not be broken. The world may be broke, but we will not be broken.
Rain check, lost time, but stop, not crime. One way trip, lost service, bad line, pothole, landmines, roll, kill, curbs, had no one stop for the strays, they got no time.
Hey ho, let's go.
Conscious and occupied, not your problem. But his heart won't break. Live to fight another day. But it, but it, no way. The world may be broke, but we will not be broken. The world may be broke, but we will not be broken. The world may be broke, but we will not be broken. We want a tyrant between violence and hope. Yeah, the world may be broke, but we will not be broken.
This has been Mind Walk, an Upstart Radio production for non-profit use.